Glory to Jesus Christ. We have and we use very often one of the shortest prayer which offered to us. And the shortest prayer goes like this: Lord, have mercy. Three words with huge power. And many times happens that we say it because we are adjusted to this prayer very well, so we say it without mind, without heart, without soul. We just say this because we are adjusted. But even if we pay attention, what happens is that we put stress on words, have mercy. Because we can see a lot of our needs. We can see that this pain and source of this pain in our life, and we beg God, have mercy, help me. And we are doing good if we are doing it this way, but many times we don't feel like heaven answers. And we ask questions, why that? Why God is so many times silent to our prayer, to this asking for mercy? But it might be a problem in us that we are too concentrated on these words, have mercy, but we neglect to put stress on word Lord. Because this is not only title for our Savior. In this title, in this word, there is some kind of very important message for us. When we say Lord, we have to realize that we can say it only when we put our heart to order, when we put our mind to order, and we put our life to order. We can call upon God only when this God is really Lord for us. Look, when we were baptized, what happened there? You enter church as an adult, or you enter the church as a baby carried by your godparents and parents. But you couldn't enter immediately to the church. You were stopped in the back. In the back of a church, priests ask you, or your parents who made these vows in your name, if you denounce Satan, and then if you commit your life to Christ. Answering this and giving this our decision that we want to commit our life to Christ, we are allowed to enter and to receive this great grace of baptism, which transforms our heart and soul and make us servants of God. But this act is something that we have to remind ourselves almost daily, because we gave some kind of to God our decision, what we want, that we want to go under his reign, that we want to serve him, that we want to put all our life to his hands and under him. And let's imagine that that during our life we sometimes slip and we become lazy or neglected. And we are doing not what God wants, but we are doing what we want. When we don't respect these laws of His kingdom, when we even don't care what He says, or we just pick what it fits for us, and we create some kind of our version of religious life, spiritual life, which fits to us. And we, for sure, many times, don't serve Him. This is a little bit tricky. And you can say, well, I try to serve Him. So let's make it more difficult. I would like to ask you to make a test. Let's go back. Let's look from the 7 days from last Sunday to this Sunday. How many situations you can count when you made sacrifice, painful sacrifice for God? When you decided you were struggling in your soul and in body, and you say, well, this is what God says, and everything in my soul and heart is against this. I want to do it my way. But then you surrender and you say, even if it is so difficult for me, oh Lord, because you are my Lord, I am doing what you want, even if it is painful for me. How many of these situations happen in your life? How many things you abandoned because of gospel? How many times of these painful decisions when you conquered your will to execute God's will? How many situations you can count in your last 7 days? Well, I'm afraid of that we are not able to find a lot of these situations. And still we have courage to proclaim that, yes, Christ is my Lord. If there is not this tension in us, if there is not this desire to serve Him really from whole heart, mind, and strength. But those situations, you know, it's not that well, nothing happens. These situations are situations when we let God out from our life. But if we let God out, it is not empty space in our soul. When we don't follow his teaching how to stay in His kingdom, and we go out from this kingdom, it doesn't mean that we become free, some kind of great, and we can do whatever we want. Because there is no vacuum in spiritual life. If we let God out, this space is filled with demons. This space is filled with demons, and we become slaves of these demons. Many times it seems to us that it is not good, and it is like somehow against our mind and heart to be in Christ. I am free. Why I should be His slave, His servant? I want to be free and to arrange things as I wish. We somehow hesitate and we fight against receiving this His kingdom. We are almost afraid of. But why? It's our brokenness, our mind and heart and soul. But look in our gospel today. What happens when his reign, when his kingdom comes? When he came to this area, which was not a pagan area, he made this sign. What does it mean when God comes among people? He made this poor man free from demons. And in the end, we read that he was in full senses. And in some kind of this biblical language, it is full senses. It means that all, everything, this mind, soul, and body were in harmony, which is given by God, this almost origin state of soul. This healthy state when human beings whole. This is what God's kingdom gives if we try to receive him and accept him as a Lord. He comes and reigns in our lives and everything is put back to order. Everything was destroyed by darkness. Everything was destroyed in us by sin. He puts everything in order. Because God is God of harmony, holiness, fullness, goodness. If we say no to our Lord, we are inviting powers which want our destructions. And we can see it around us. We can see that. So it is today, and thinking about this prayer, Lord have mercy. Can you see how important it is to really to say it, this Lord, with new understanding, with this desire to go under his reign, under his hands? How it is important, may, when we say Lord, that it is connected with our decision to be under his rule, with this obedience towards his words, towards his commandments. How it is important to follow his will and not to trust our corrupted wisdom, and many times false wisdom. How it is important to put this in order before we ask for mercy. Because if we live our own life, if we refuse these God's standards, his will, to be really under his reign, under his kingdom, and then we have courage to ask him for mercy, we are calling upon us God for wrath, God's anger instead of blessing. You cannot serve to demons and ask God for blessings. Those people in that area, they came. And they saw the result of these spiritual powers. They saw that this man is healed, but they understood that powers who were damaging his life were so strong that all this herd of swine they damaged, killed. They understood power of evil. And they saw power of God who made that man whole again. But they made the wrong decision because they knew that to go to Christ, it means changing of life, maybe they didn't know details, but they had this impression they were right. So they preferred to keep own way of life. And they asked Christ to leave. And he left. But if God leaves, darkness comes. We have this temptation to ask God to leave. Maybe not directly. Maybe we will not tell him that, Lord Jesus Christ, I don't want you today in my life. We don't say it directly. But we say it when we skip our prayers. When we ignore his calling for keeping commandments. When we don't use opportunities to love him and love our neighbors. When we skip opportunity to worship him. When we skip opportunity to receive these offers of grace through his sacraments. When we refuse to follow his wisdom given through his words in gospel. When we try to do things our way, not God's way. Through all these activities, we are telling him, go away. And we don't realize that. But there is always that we find ourselves in poor state, suffering from many things. We experience this disorder in our life, difficulties. God is a good God, and he gives whole heaven to those who follow him. So let's try to practice today and tomorrow to pray correctly. Lord, have mercy. In right way, in right state of our soul, mind, heart. May we can learn how to keep his kingdom over us. We cannot lose anything, but we can gain everything. Amen.